Back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song, along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above, the best of the good life's yet to come.
Oh, hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. I'm Ernie Rodina.
Ed Adams.
You're listening to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to have a great time, Ed.
What a beautiful morning we got. Are we ready for this? An hour of, 1 hour of talking horses.
I'll tell you what, really great, and so glad to have them on. And I'll tell you what's great to have Pastor Frank Slaughter here with us today. And Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ernie.
How was the event last week?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, you couldn't get any better weather. And I got to ride on a 2.5-hour trail ride with about 40 riders there at Bloom Gray.
Oh, wow.
And I did fine. I got up and I got down and did the whole day. So.
And if you knew what this man has gone through, that's nothing short of a miracle to get you up there riding that long and just doing that. So happy and proud of you, Frank.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm here till I want to live till I die, so, and I want to live well.
And
so,
folks, you can catch him on our radio show here, or you can catch him on our TV show on Sunday mornings at 8. We always look forward to getting your little inspiration on that at 8 o'clock on KCWE Channel 29.
And that's part of the healing process, is getting on a horse, so that's why he's doing so
really
well.
Really good.
It is the healing process.
We got several people on the prayer list that I want to go over, Frank, if that's all right.
Yes.
Let's pray for all the Christians all over the world. Pray for our president and all the world leaders. Pray for my friend Mark Birkdahl. He continues to get well. My friend Frank Slaughter, that he continues to get well. And grass fire victims, Angie Vanderpool, David Shekel, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon. We're praying for you, and we lost King too, and keep you in our prayers, Sue. Pat Rodina, my sister-in-law, Tim Trabon. Keep him in our prayers. John Speck, who's here at the studio right here, that keep him under our prayer list. And Steve Miles, both in over in Baser and also in Tonganoxie, had some health issues. Debbie Brenneman, the family of Amy Clough, and I'm one for the family of Martell Love, lost his grandfather here a week ago, buried his grandfather. It's always a great loss there. So. Well, you got anybody you want on the prayer list?
You know, calling out for the Kansas City Mounted Patrol over there, we want to also send our prayers and our thoughts over to the family of Officer Gary Mitchell, 37 years old, killed in line of duty in Clinton, Missouri, and our prayers and our thoughts are with them.
Thank you so much. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Frank, and just glad to have you on the show today.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad to be hooked up with you guys. But we got a lot of things to pray about, so I'm going to jump into it. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just praise you and give you all the honor and glory. There is no God like you. You have breathed the universe into existence, and you spoke it into being, and you created us, and then you redeemed us after the fall. You're something. But Lord, we want to lift up everybody that was on that list, and many, many more people that are dealing with issues this very day. And Lord, we want to, like we always do, we want to pray for our military and our police officers and emergency people. But I want to settle on our country right now for just a moment. It's being ripped in half. And Lord, I just want to pray this prayer. It's from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And Lord, we pray that from the bottom of our hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Frank, we appreciate everything you do. And I want to urge folks, if you're ever around Lone Jack, Missouri on Saturday, go down to get just north of the 50 Highway, go there at Lone Jack. It's just right around that area. And the Open Range Fellowship, just a tremendous ministry you guys have out there. Appreciate all you do.
Yeah, Ernie, and anybody who missed the great roundup, The message is online, of course, all the messages for the last 11 years are on there, but the Great Roundup speaks about what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, and that was last Saturday night. So
you can catch it online then. I mean, as far as you got it. Saved it. That sounds great. We love you, man. Keep getting well, and keep with those messages. We just love having you on the show.
Okay. Whether it be on TV or radio.
God bless you. Really a great guy.
That was fun. So
hey, he's brought to us by, I put in there, Henry Martin Chevrolet. If you're looking for a Chevy truck, they even have Buicks out there and that, but they're trucks. Henry Martin Chevrolet, they're second to no one out there, and they're in Leavenworth, Kansas. And I'm asking you folks out there, if you're looking for a truck, contact me at Ernie@BetterHorsesRadio.com, and I'm going to get you in touch with Randy Hill, the sales manager. I'll do that for you, because I tell you what's really neat about that, not only are you going to get the best price in Leavenworth, but it's even the best buying experience. You know, buying a vehicle, to me, I'd rather have the flu.
But these guys
are the best buy, because I know that when it comes to selling fleets of trucks, they sell them by the fleets. And so contact me. If you're looking for that Chevrolet truck, either go in there and look for Randy, tell him Better Horses sent you, or contact me at Ernie@BetterHorsesRadio.com.
What a great deal.
Really good. Got a wonderful show today. We're going to have Dr. Carl Fries is going to be on, and we're going to have him on in the first segment. And always great to hear from the good doctor.
So you know what I want to ask him?
What's that?
Is when we have the total eclipse on Monday.
Good point.
Do we get to, I'm going to be in the middle of my pasture with 20 horses. I want to know what's going to happen to all our animals when this
get
happens.
Out of their way. I tell you what, that's a good question.
I think so, isn't it?
Yeah, really
so
good.
Okay.
And you know, and but I'll tell you what, and then I got Al Dunning. Always great. You know, it's going to be a good day when you get Al Dunning, 40-plus world champions out of Scottsdale, Arizona. We're going to have him on. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe the eclipse.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Al's going
to
be great.
Yeah. I heard yesterday that someone tried to get a flight on that day and everything else to get to Oklahoma. It was like they had to go to Oregon first and get there. $2,500.
Oh, there's a lot of people coming. It's coming right through here, Kansas City, too. Yeah. Did you get your glasses?
Oh, I tell you what, I've got those 3D ones I get at the movies. Those won't work.
Those won't work. I'm sorry. No. We'll get you to some new ones.
But anyway, right. But it's going to be a big day on that. So, but right now, you know what time it is? For the Blazing the Trail. Brought to us by good friends at Merck Animal Health. Great company and great vaccines. I got my power doses in the mail from them yesterday. So you warm
already?
Them, power dose twice a year, the hottest time of the year and the coldest time of the year. Gets all of the worms, including the encysted small strong galls. Do we have Brent Wright with us right now? We got Brent. Are you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, great to have you on the show, Brent. And I want to introduce you to my partner. We've got Ed over there, Ed Adams.
Hello, Brent.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Did you get the chores done this morning, Brent? That's the question.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Brent, we're getting down to crunch time now. Here we are getting towards the end of August. This is a fraternity season. What are you doing different right now with your fraternity horses? We're talking about horses, three-year-olds. It's going to be the first time out, which this is going to be a great journey this fall with you and I, because you're riding one of my horses.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. No, we're just, at this time of year, just kind of try to start stringing some maneuvers together, you know, and get some transitions where they're a little smoother. Just putting a little polish on what we already got, and hopefully we take them out the first time and don't scare them to death, but still get something done, you know, try to win a little, but don't put so much pressure on that we've ruined our chances for down the road. So that's my main goal is to get them, you know, just get things kind of smoothed out and put a little sting on some of the maneuvers that, you know, that we've kind of just been dealing with all through the year. But I guess that's the main goal right now.
Well, we're talking about he's a three-year-old gelding, Wimpy's little Fred, named after our veterinarian, Fred.
There you go.
Fred is for Dr. Fred. And and then I tell you what, the 30th, that's his debut. So we're excited about Brent. And you got to remember, Brent, the show's great and everything else, but it's all about the journey.
It's all about the journey, yeah. Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. So I'm looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks for being a part of the Blazing the Trail segment brought to us by Merck Animal Health. And appreciate you getting in the Better Horses paper, putting a plug on by one of our sponsors, Purina Animal Nutrition.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Ernie. Yeah, I've been Purina feeder for a long time now, but feed strategy and Ultium and great products, and they've been really successful for me.
Well,
so
great
I
to
appreciate
have,
Brent.
I'll be talking to you later, Brent. Brent Wright, Ottawa, Kansas, NRHA million-dollar rider on today's the only million-dollar rider in Kansas, or I think in Missouri.
Since 1989.
Yeah, that's it. So he's just a great friend, great horseman. And
well, thank you, Ernie. Good being with you.
Take care. Talk to you later. Thanks,
okay.
Brent.
He's a popular clinician and in the reining industry, and such a great joy to have.
Hey, we need to take a break, and we're going to come back and have Dr. Carl on there and find out about this eclipse, what it's going to do to our horses.
And he's probably studying the answer right now.
Okay,
so.
Hey, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Listen to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
And how about a little Tracy Lawrence on a Saturday morning?
That gets you going on a Saturday morning.
Right? Well, a big shout out to all the folks out there, the trainers out there. Got the chores done. You're probably on your second or third horse out there you're riding.
A lot of rodeos and a lot of clinicians going on today.
This is actually the last night of the PRCA rodeos in the Interstate Fair and Rodeo in Coffeyville. And also the last night in Eureka. It's all part of the Pro Eastern Kansas Pro Rodeo Series. Started with Mound City here a week ago. But
tickets still available. Everybody able to come out today.
Right. Out there. So that's rodeos wrapping her up. They're around the area as far as that goes. But then don't forget the IRA finals, August 25th to the 27th at Lone Wolf Arena. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But so glad to have this next guy on. Brought to us by our good friends at Silver Spurs Equine, Silver Spurs Saddles, Extra Quarter Horses, which I had the privilege of going down last week.
Breeding program. You got to see that, didn't you?
The largest AQHA breeding program, individually owned, undisputedly, down in Purcell, Oklahoma, and Scottsdale when you put them together. Scottsdale's big as it is by itself, but just tremendous. So really great to be there.
What a neat area to go down to.
And we'll be talking about the opportunity that to book your horses, book your mares to breed to some of these great stallions and book them through Better Horses because they're a big sponsor of ours and give us an incentive. But so glad to have this guy on. This guy knows about breeding horses and everything. One of the best veterinarians in the country. And we've got Dr. Carl Fries with us. Doc, you with us?
I am. Hello, Ernie. Hello, Ed.
Great to have you on, Doc.
Now we're about to get smart. So Dr. Carl Fries gets on.
Doc, we got the number one question for a veterinarian that we're going to ask you right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Ed.
You know, Ernie and I were talking this morning for breakfast, how to stump the veterinarian. So what's going to happen during the solar eclipse when that comes about, and what is going to be the reaction with all the animals, especially our horses?
That's a good and timely question because actually we've had a couple of calls from folks out in the public about, you know, do I need to worry about my horse's eyes? You know, we've been told that to experience a solar eclipse and certainly to look at it, that you need special eyewear, and there's some worries about that. But what we can say is that, you know, there's really no particular specific worry for your horse. You know, as prey animals and grazing animals, they're designed to basically, you know, graze and have their head down and scan the horizon for predators. And the way their eye is built, their retina, where the most sensitive portion of their eye is on the top part of the retina, and that basically is something that, you know, when they look up, that area is going to be actually a fair bit protected. But, you know, as we all know, horses are really not often looking up to the sky. You know, we all know the horses that don't want you to give them a dewormer or don't want to put the bridle on and they raise their head up. But, you know, other than instances like that, usually you do not see a horse raise their head up into the air, and as a rule, they're not particularly clued to the workings of the celestial bodies or looking up at them. So we have basically said that there's nothing to worry about. I did look up some notes from NASA, and there was a researcher at NASA that actually had viewed a solar eclipse out in the pasture with a bunch of horses, said that there was, you know, there is basically nothing to worry about regarding their eyesight, but some of them did act a little bit funny during, you know, the darkness of the eclipse. They just kind of wondered, I believe, you know, what was going on with this darkness in the middle of the day. So what might be interesting is for our listeners to watch their horses, note their activity and behavior during the eclipse, and then report that to NASA, because I think they are interested in hearing about what folks' observations are of animal behavior during the eclipse. But there should be no physical worries to the eyes.
I imagine those of you out there, horse owners, that have a backyard flock, they will hear a little crowing.
Now, Ernie, you and I are going to be on a horse during this eclipse.
We
got to document this.
Yeah, we could.
Just one horse? You guys are riding double?
No, that's a good deal. But, Doc, first of all, that question, what come to my mind on that question that we had for you, comes to my mind is preparation is our friend. You were prepared for this question and everything else. Did great, didn't he?
I told you he'd be smart.
I knew that.
We can't stump this guy.
Yeah, I listen to Car Talk, and I always hear the stump the chump, and I always want to be ready. I'm always at risk of being the chump, but sometimes I can dodge it.
Doc, you're seeing a lot of horses now. You're busy. You postponed a surgery to be able to take this call. What's the big issue right now?
Well, Ernie, you had asked me a little while ago, and I missed the show. You'd asked me about foxtails and mouth ulcers, and I think there's not like a heated thing running across the nation. So I think talking about summer forages, since we're kind of in the middle of that, foxtails are a warm season grass, and the thing about it, the leaf or blade is a little nutritional value, so it's really not a great thing to feed horses. But why they should not be fed to horses or allowed to graze pastures with the mature seed heads or given hay to have is because those mature seed heads of the foxtail have tiny microscopic barbs, and those basically hook into the gums of the horse, and in some cases they can hook into the GI tract, and in most cases they just cause ulcers in the mouth, what they call hay blisters, and those can lead to just general irritation, even having horses go off feed and lose weight. I've seen some horses in the past where folks are worried about colic and they're worried about losing weight and why the horse is eating well. And when I open up their lips and look at their gums, I just find blister after blister and sometimes even see those seed heads working their way into the gum. So you had a great question about whether or not it's safe to feed horses, and the absolute answer is no, because it causes physical trauma. So on pastures, what the extension agencies, ag agencies recommend is that you mow to keep the foxtails from going to mature seeding, and that if you find foxtails in your hay, that you not feed it to horses and you find other uses for that hay.
Wow, well, I'm glad you covered that, because I tell you what, you never get too much information, on how to handle that. Doc, I look forward to seeing you and George in a couple weeks at the Dream Ride.
Oh, I know. So looking forward to the Dream Ride every year. Kind of a highlight of our year.
8th, 9th, and 10th going to be at the Robbins Ranch, and we got Ed's going to be there with his family. And, folks, we still got room if anybody's interested going on that. The 8th, 9th, and 10th, having a great time. We're going to have it at the Robbins Ranch, which is about 15 miles northwest of Strong City, Kansas. Great time, and looking forward
to
seeing everybody.
That's next month in September, correct?
That's right, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'll be talking to you about all the getting the particulars together. And so,
excellent.
Anyway, thank you for getting on here. Have a great weekend, and thanks for getting on the Better Horses Radio, KC Style.
And just remember, I need that really quiet, well-trained horse that's like sitting on an armchair.
You know what? You guys have been doing this for a while. We're going to have some young two-year-olds we want you and George to break.
That'll be our entertainment.
Fantastic. No, but working on getting a guy up that Farrell, we call him Howdy, Russet from out west, and he has a handicap. He's a cerebral palsy, and he's going to do a demonstration on – he's a great hand. He's worked with Ken McNabb and everything. Do a demonstration on a two-year-old, not riding it, but that's going to be pretty interesting on Saturday afternoon.
Outstanding.
So looking to having him.
Excellent.
Really great to have him. Great listeners of Better Horses Radio, and I just can't wait to see him. So, Carl, we appreciate all you do. Tell the family hello, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Great to visit with you guys.
Great. Thanks. Dr. Carl Fries with Will Height and Fries.
Yeah, so we have the veterinarians coming out. We have great outfitters. So why would you not come to the Dream Ride? September 8th through the 10th.
It's really good. And, we're talking about, hey, we hadn't have nothing but fox trails. I tell you what, get a hold of Brett at 816-289-2822 for some alfalfa hay. We're going to take a break, come back, and have Al Dunning on. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is a Better Horses Radio, KC Stop.
field, riding down old 2 miles.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, Casey Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
A little bit of Look No Hands by Randy Travis.
Randy Travis?
Really great song. He's a great one.
One of your favorites over there. So.
Hey, so glad you guys joined in with us. Hope you enjoyed Dr. Carl as much as I enjoy him every time we get on, as well as Dr. Fred Gardner.
You know, Ernie, we're getting a lot of questions, and I'm going to encourage everybody, if you have a question over horses or anything we are talking about, do me a favor and send your questions to ernie@betterhorsesradio.com, and we'll get them on the air. We'll try to answer that.
In fact, we'll get you on the air. Like you said, we'll try that. If not, the worst we'll do is identify the question and get folks like Al Dunning or Joe Hayes or the veterinarians answer these questions.
Can we get Al Dunning on the air?
We're going to get him on today, so it's great. Always great to have him on, and I'll tell you what, he's brought to us by our good friends at Purina Mills, purinamills.com, and we're speaking specifically about the independent Purina dealers. These are the dealers that take care of you, answer your questions, support your events, like dealers like Christine Gray over there at Pleasant Hill Pet and Livestock, or the folks at Family Center, guys like that, or you just name a bunch of good ones.
You know,
Hometown
Ernie,
Feed down at Lewisburg, great, great dealers.
You know, I have 26 horses down at Silvertooth Stables, and we need nutritional help on this. And your independent Purina dealers really assist you in talking about what type of feed and how much to feed on each horse.
Yeah, and just go to purinamills.com and plug in your the dealer locator, plug your zip code in, and find the closest independent Purina dealer you can find. And just a great dealer. So great to be there. So great to have Al Dunning. This guy's been a traveling man now, and just is one of the best. So always when we get a chance to get Al on, it's just a real bonus. 40-plus world champions, just a great horseman. He's a horseman's horseman, and we got him with us right now. Al, you with us?
I sure am, Ernie. How are you guys today?
Doing really good. I tell you what, we're just talking about how well this, when we get listeners on to ask questions, and we're really soliciting that to get, when you come back on, to get folks that want to answer and talk to you. That's a tremendous bonus with Better Horses Radio, Al.
Well, you know, Ernie, I have several different columns in different magazines called Ask Al, and we answer those kind of questions, horsemanship questions and training questions and health questions for horses and things like that. I just enjoy helping the industry like that.
Well, Alan, you just came back. And see, when you're on a trip, and I tell you, but just going full speed showing. Tell us what's been going on with your life. You had some, you're up there showing in California with your cutting horses. Tell us how that's going. Some things that you might be able to share with us.
Yeah, Ernie, I went to Austria and gave a clinic over there, and I also went to Germany at the same time. And then I came home and went right to Flagstaff to a horse show the next day, and we did good, had the High Point Senior Cutting Horse. And then we went to Corning, California to a show, and we had a very successful show over there, and came directly to Vegas, and yesterday we showed here Ed in Vegas, and every horse did real well, and we were very happy with our results here, too. So then I go home. Let's see. I don't go home. I go directly to California. I do a clinic on Saturday and Sunday over there in Salinas, California, on cutting and ranch riding.
Wow, that's got to be popular.
And then I come home and hope for a couple of days, and then I go directly to the AQHA Select World Show in Amarillo, Texas.
Now that's coming up, you say?
Yep, that's next week.
Well, one thing I got to do, Al, we want to get you out to Midwest. This next week, you got my word, we're going to sit down and get some dates from you for 2018 and get you back here, not for an 8-day tour, but maybe for a 2-3 deal one down south. How about that?
That sounds great, Ernie.
I'm telling you, folks that go to your clinics, they just love them, and you learn so much. And so that's my goal next week, is to get a date and to make an announcement coming up soon.
Well, I'd enjoy that. We sure had a great crew that showed up at that clinic, and we tried to teach them a lot, and really enjoyed it. The people back there just are sponges for knowledge when it comes to horses.
Well, hey, Al, I got to say, too, I'm going to take a little bit different direction because I know you're involved in it. How about Better Horses Network? We're picking up some shows on there, and that's just getting more and more popular all the time.
Ernie, I feel real bad that I haven't added any extra shows on mine lately, but ADTV's on Better Horses Network. That's my television program. We used to be on a couple of different channels, and I've enjoyed Better Horses Network more than any of them. And, we're going to continue to add shows, and we have a pretty good lineup of shows on there already. So it's online anytime, on demand. You just go to Better Horses Network and then click on ADTV, and you can watch some of my my training shows and things like that. And I hope everybody enjoys it as much as we enjoy doing it.
So, Al, we're thinking about just sending you a cameraman, and he's just going to follow you around wherever you go in your travels, so you can show the art of hackamore training and the ultimate level of horsemanship all at once, so then you can just have an automatic show.
Well, that'd be a great way to do it, I'll tell you that. Unfortunately, it's more complicated, but I really enjoy putting those shows on and doing it, and we get a great response from them. So it's a lot of fun.
Like I said, go to betterhorsesnetwork.com. Check out ADTV. Unbelievable. Al, these clinics and these shows, what's one of the most common? You're working with a lot of cutters, and you got a great non-pro team. What's one of the common problems or that that you need your riders to work on that just comes to mind when I ask you that?
When it comes to cutting or working cattle, Ernie, it's about timing and feel. It's interesting, but the horse has to work the cow, but the rider has to be in sync with the horse to encourage the horse when to go, when to stop, and be real balanced. And I think that's the key to the whole thing is a lot of riders, just aren't born with the idea that the horse can take control and then they need to stay out of the horse's way. But also, you're not a passenger. You're guiding the horse with your feet. And
good point.
That takes timing and feel, and just takes some concentration and relaxation and everything like that. A lot of riders, they come to these big shows like this and they get a little excited and tight, and they kind of forget to really sit right and to balance themselves correctly and to use their feet in concert with their horse and the cow at the same time. So, it's a technical sport. It's a whole lot of fun, and it's one of the upper level horsemanship things that you can do with your horse is cutting, and it's pretty exciting when it works right.
Alan, this is a question for all our young people out here that want to look to train. And do you have an apprentice program out there, and do you still do that?
I do. We have. Matter of fact, I have an apprentice there right now, and I have another one coming in September, and then I have two girls that are going to come in January, and they're going to be there January, February, March. And matter of fact, that family, if it's coming in January, I've had three of their other family members come in the past, and they're all training horses now. So,
wow.
We have that kind of thing, and it's pretty exciting when you have somebody come that really is good. And, Ernie, I get a lot of girls from Kansas.
I know that. I tell you what, everybody. I'm telling you folks out there, there's a lot of great horsemen, but there's none any better than Al Dunning and his clinics. I mean, it's like that. You remember when you played football, who was your best coach? The toughest coach, right? The ones that stay in touch with them, and that's why a lot of your folks have success, because you have just a way of pushing people out right to the point before they start crying, but they feel good. I go back to Don Dawson, but you really know how to get it out of them. And you, am I right or wrong?
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly, especially when you did two-a-days, with what Al does.
Yeah. So I tell you what, Al, just my hat goes off to you. What a success you've had your whole career and still having, just tremendously. And the other thing I'm going to tell the folks is that, Al, you treat everybody the same. And that's a big feather in your hat.
Well, you know, I'm not there to tell everybody that their hat is on right or that they have a pretty shirt on or something like that. I'm in there to teach them how to treat horses correctly and to get the most out of their horse, but also, you know, ride their horses and treat them with integrity. And so it's a lot like educating a child. You know, there's certain steps you have to take, and you know, you can't just pet them all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's times when you have to tell them whether they're right or wrong, and different horses need a different level of that. And it's all just psychology when it comes down to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Al, we appreciate it. Before I let you go, I haven't had a comment from you about, did you see what my last year's paternity horse is doing now?
I saw the bell racing horse, Ernie.
Yeah, that was it. I'll tell you what, Sarah Leonard's daughter, Shelby Leonard, just a great hand. And that was only like the second week that horse was in the barrels, and she placed, actually, in the 3D. Pretty excited.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Well, bottom line is,
when
there's always...
When a horse is broke right, they can do a lot of different things, Ernie. That's the key to it.
That's it. But, Al, we appreciate you. We love you, man, and appreciate all you do for better horses and being a part of our show.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks. I'll be talking to you soon, Al. Talk to you.
Bye. God bless you all.
God bless you.
That was great. To learn more about Al Dunning, hit his website at www.aldunning.com.
Great question from my partner, Ed.
So,
huh?
I
really did a good job. He's a good one. But we're going to get him back, and I'm going to get a date set up on that. Let's take a break, Ed. We'll come back, and we'll have the Ernie and Ed segment.
It's that time. We'll be right back.
I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Listen to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. What a way to start a Saturday out with a little Four Tops. Can't help myself going out to my Dot friends over in Wyandotte County because I know a lot of you ride horses over there. The class of 73, Washington High School.
There we go.
Don't you just love that song? I'm kind of getting you into that music a little bit.
I also look forward to it every week.
Yeah,
so.
That's it.
Hey, let's say good morning to Martell Love, our producer of the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, great to have you on the show. Martell, we have a lot of fun talking horses. We got to get your family out to place riding some horses.
That's right. Looking forward to it, Ernie.
Well, we are, too. We're trying to work up a picnic at the ranch, so I'll be getting with you on that, all that. But so glad you guys tuned in today with us and everything. And I just want to make a little bit of a plea or touch on a little bit of betterhorses.com. And all the services we have to offer. You know, people say, well, you got a radio show. We love this radio show, but we got other networks. We got a TV show. We got a magazine which hits the streets to Monday.
Okay.
Best paper in 18 years we put together. My hat goes off to my little niece, Jennifer Mitchell, that just knocked it out of the park
with
this magazine.
She did a great job this last edition.
The gal has got more ability, you know, just unbelievable. And just did a great job. Jennifer, you did a super job. And the paper is stacked full of information.
And there's so much going on. It's like, where do you go to find everything? And I want to tell everybody out there in Kansas City land, we are revamping this website. It's going to come out in 3 weeks. We're going to be putting on, Ernie, you put on 3 radio shows, you put on a TV show, you put on a newspaper. That's all going to be embedded into our website.
And listen, folks, associations, mule associations, horses, gated, you named it. You're going to be able to put your calendar stuff on our calendar. We're going to drive everybody to it, just like the Kansas City Star used to with your classifieds.
That's exactly right.
And we're going to have a hard copy in our paper when it goes out with current, but it's going to be ongoing online, our calendar, betterhorses.com. It's going to be great. Ed, I appreciate all the work you're doing.
Oh, we got a development team. They are writing code as we speak.
And you know what, folks? The calendar isn't ours. It's yours. So use it, and it's going to be the go-to place. Get a hold of me, Ernie, at betterhorsesradio.com, and tell us about the different events, and just get me your schedule. And what's neat is I think through your development team, you're going to have kind of like they can load their own information up, kind of like Evite.
That's exactly what we're going to do. And they can sign up for the eBlast and have all the newspaper and your newsletter coming out that's going to be available every week.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, folks, if you've got a property, horse property or rural property you want to sell, make sure you contact me, Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com, and get me to hook you up with a realtor. You might know what realtor you want to use, and that's great. They're going to do all the legwork. What we're going to do is throw our whole marketing program I just told you about to you at no extra cost, the seller. And, you know, you're on TV, you're on the radio, you're on the paper. And look in our paper, Ed, this time. Did you see how many properties that Better Horses had?
Oh, my goodness. That's actually entertaining.
It's all about hooking you up with the, as far as the owner of the property, with a buyer. And that's what we can do. I want to just showcase right now on our good friend Maggie Stonecipher. This gal is a tremendous realtor. Horse specialty she does a lot with, and that is the Pierce Ranch out in Barrington, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable property. We're talking about 39 acres. What I like about it, it's got on blacktop, it's got six stalls, heated auto. It's just a beautiful place and offered only for $689,000. That's going to be posted on Facebook and on our properties from that standpoint. And then also we got a property that we actually are doing a trail ride out there at the Isinglass Winery today. We're going to be doing that, doing a little filming. But they got a property located on 183rd Street in Stillwell with my good friend Janet Turney with Keller Williams, which I'm with Keller Williams. And they're going to have this property. They got it featured in a full-page ad in the Better Horses. Unbelievable property, $2.5 million. And I'll tell you what, unbelievable realtor and Janet Turney. My hat goes off to your realtors hooking up on this program, because you're throwing everything at Adam as far as from a marketing standpoint. You know, going beyond that, what we're doing is working out a part of a referral program, which is standard anyway, Ed.
Isn't it amazing how these ranches don't list long? They move so quickly now. And I think that's going to be that's really setting the tone for everybody wanting to get out and move into the urban areas.
Well, what's really neat is these realtors themselves, they came back and put me in the referral program because they knew what we were doing with the marketing deal. But what you can do to just contact me. You want to sell your property? Say, Ernie, help me find a realtor. I know a realtor. And then we'll get you on a referral program, get you all those services free. KCMO Talk Radio and Drive Time, all that kind of stuff.
That's exciting.
Ed, we had a great time today. Hat goes off to the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance. We're going to get racing. We're going to get Woodlands opened again. We need your support. Talking to your reps, your senators, your reps, about let's get this thing passed. It makes no sense not to have the tracks
now
open.
Let's not get emotional. Let's stay very calm about this, but I am shocked this is even a question of whether we should do this or not. So everybody should contact their senators and their congressmen, tell them this is what we want to do. Got a lot of rodeos coming up. Don't forget the International Rodeo Association Finals, August 25th through the 27th at Lone Wolf Arena. And we also have the Dream Ride, September 8th through the 10th.
You're exactly right. It's that time I hate every week. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes this week. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person you know love next to you. Give them a kiss. Tell them you love them. We're talking about Connie, Matt, and Brent. We're talking about friends at Farmers Union Co-op. You got anybody out there?
Martel.
Thank you, guys.
Shout out to Martel. You don't want to, like I say, I tell you what, just got so many great folks. Till next week, this is Bronco Ernie.
I'm Ed Adams.
Happy trails, and make sure you always, always ride for the brand.